Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Today is Giving Tuesday. It was created a few years ago, just this idea that there's Black Friday, there's Cyber Monday, there's all these days that are focused on ourselves, our families. What would happen if we gave back? And so I want to encourage you, if you're looking for a great place to give, we've got a lot of wonderful ministries here at the church that impact not only people here in Sugar Hill, but around the world. You can check out our Giving Tuesday page by going to sugarhill.church/giving-tuesday, and you can read a little bit about what your generosity could help make possible. Well, today on the podcast, I want to give you sort of an overview of this idea of getting back to the garden. If you're with us this past Sunday, we talked about this idea that when you read in Genesis 2 and you read in Genesis 3, what you read about is this perfect picture of connectivity, the sense of wholeness, the sense of relationship, the sense of there's nothing to hide. But the truth is, ever since the serpent came into the garden and tempted Adam and Eve, we lost that. We lost that connection. And from that moment on, there's been drama in relationships, there's been broken marriages, there's been strained relationships within families. And the question is, how do we get back to the garden? And so I want to give you a high-level view today. But honestly, if you didn't catch the message Sunday, swing by our website and catch the replay. It'll go more in depth. But getting back to this place of connectivity starts with, number one, by recognizing your need for connection. The truth is, you and I were created for relationship. We're created to be in relationship with each other. When you look at Genesis 2, in this picture of the Garden of Eden, where everything's perfect, everything's great, God looks at Adam and says, it is not good for man to live alone. So God creates all these animals, and Adam literally names every single one of them. But at the end of the day, after all the animals have walked by, or at the end of the year, however long it took, there was still no helper suitable. And so God creates woman out of Adam's side. He creates her, and after he creates her, Adam looks at her, and he says, at last, this is now bone of my bone. This is flesh of my flesh. She'll be called woman because she was taken from man. And this is what explains that a man will leave his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. And here's the phrase, when they're standing in the garden, they're both naked, but they felt no shame. There's the sense that we're created for relationship. We were created not to do this life alone. We were created to be known by somebody and for somebody to know us. In all of our lives, we need those relationships. And so this idea of regaining the garden starts with, number one, recognizing our need for connection. That desire that you have to be known by somebody this season, that desire to be connected to somebody, was given to you by God Himself. But the second piece of getting back to the garden is to say, if we're created for this relationship, we need to reject the counterfeit versions of it. So what happens in Genesis 3 is Adam and Eve settle for something less than true connectivity. The serpent tempts them, and so they sin against God, and their eyes are opened. And where in chapter 2 and verse 25, they have no shame, in chapter 3, their eyes are open, they realize they're naked, and they are full of shame. They felt shame for the very, very first time. And so what do? Instead of regaining connectivity, instead of turning to God and saying, God, would you help? They decided to try to meet this need themselves by sewing fig leaves together to cover themselves. Now, you and I didn't put on fig leaves today, but we did put something over ourselves emotionally to try to protect ourselves from the rest of the world. Sometimes it's being too nice. Some of the nicest people on the planet, on the outside, they look nice, but inside they're angry. Or sometimes it's in the work world. We keep working our way up the ladder, and we jump over people along the way, or we hurt people along the way just to get ahead, and it becomes a fig leaf. Sometimes it's material stuff. We have this emptiness inside of us, and so we just shop, buy, trying to find true connectivity. And man, the problem with all those things is they become fig leaves. They become counterfeit versions of true connectivity. So what do you do with that? What do you do if you realize you're created for a relationship? What do you do when you realize you've settled for second best? Well, the third step in all this of getting back to Eden is to regain true connectivity. What I love about Genesis 3 is God models what safe relationships look like. What I love in Genesis 3 is that God walks towards Adam and Eve and he demonstrates what it looks like to be connected again. Well, I'm out of time today on the podcast, but I want to invite you back. Would you come back Thursday for part two of this? Because on Thursday, I want to give you what I consider to be five sort of postures of safe, true connection. And man, I guarantee you, these have been so helpful in my own life. I believe they'll help you, especially this holiday season, as you're around family, as you're around friends, as you're around this season where you're navigating, what does it look like to be truly connected? I do believe we can get back to the garden, but it doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't happen by just hoping our way through it. It happens when we take intentional steps to drop the fig leaves and return to connectivity. Well, thanks again for being on the podcast today. Again, swing by the website, check out our Giving Tuesday page. And man, would you consider, if you're looking for a place to give, would you consider giving so that more ministry and more mission can happen around here? But until then, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.